Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Carzo of the 67th Legislative District. In McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties, Representative Carzo, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about a bridge dedication you got to participate in. Tell us what we're dedicating and where this was.
Well, I want to thank all the veterans and community members who joined us last weekend to officially dedicate the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Bridge in Cushiqua. And Cushiqua is a small community in Hamlin Township in McKean County. And this was a very fitting tribute to the men and women who served during this very challenging time in our nation's history. The idea to name the bridge originated with the late John Moffett Sr., who served in the U.S. Marine Corps doing two tours of duty in Vietnam, earning two Purple Hearts and a Bronze Star. And he also started the Bob Swanson Marine Corps League in Mount Jewett. At the ceremony last weekend, Moffett's son, John Moffett Jr., as well as his longtime friend, Don Wenner, offered remarks along with Senator Chris Dush and myself and Veterans Affairs Director Alvin Loveless. Frank Sirianni, the chaplain for the King David Post 1132 in Kane, offered the invocation and prayer, and the American Legion Post 574 presented the colors. This was a ceremony that certainly was a long time coming, and one that I was glad to sponsor the legislation to name the bridge, and I'm glad that we have officially dedicated the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Bridge.
The next thing we'd like to discuss, Representative, is an upcoming Senior Expo, another one in the middle of your Senior Expo season. Where's this one at?
Well, we're looking forward to hosting another Senior Expo, and the next one's going to be in Kane at the Kane Community Center on Friday, September 12th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. This event is something that grows every single year, and we'll have state, county, and local exhibitors on hand to distribute information and answer questions about a variety of issues, concerns, programs that are available for senior citizens. We'll have health screenings offered, door prize drawings will be held, and certainly lunch will be served. If you can't make it to the Kane Expo, we have one final expo of the year, and that's going to be held on Friday, October 10th at the Rowlett Fire Hall in Potter County. So two additional opportunities to come out to the senior expos.
The Elk Cam is back up and running, always an entertaining thing to look at. How can folks take a look at this?
Well, it is that time of year, and with the September peak of Pennsylvania's elk rut just around the corner, you can get a jump start on viewing some of these bugling bulls through the Pennsylvania Game Commission's Elk Cam. The camera is located in the heart of Pennsylvania's elk range on State Game Lands 311 in the Elk State Forest. So it's an opportunity to view our elk, and it's something that folks I know look forward to every year.
And we'd also like to highlight a program that's been running for a while that can help retirees save a little bit of money on their car registration. How do they get this done?
Well, this is a program that's been around for quite some time. But last year, I supported a change to the state law that allowed more Pennsylvania retirees to qualify for a reduction in their vehicle registration. And this recently took effect. Again, this is a program that benefits retired persons. The income limit is $29,906 per year, and that's a significant increase over the prior eligibility limit. But those who qualify will pay a $12 processing fee to register their vehicle each year rather than the standard $48 registration fee. So there's an application that you must fill out to qualify for this program. So if your vehicle registration is nearing its expiration and needs to be renewed, you can contact my district office and get one of these forms, and we'll be glad to assist in completing an application and answering any questions that anyone might have. Qualified applicants must be retired and receiving Social Security or other pension payments, and please note that 100% of a veteran's benefit payment should be excluded from the income calculation. The applicant must be listed as an owner on the vehicle's registration, and only one vehicle per qualified applicant may be registered for the reduced fee. Reach out to one of my district offices, and we'll be glad to assist with an application or any question.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with your state representative, Martin Causer.